Welcome to Israel 18 News at 3 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Tonight, the weather across Israel is calm, with a warm night settling over major cities like Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. It's a peaceful night to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, from Israel Hayom Hebrew, 3 hours ago, Bloomberg reports that Russia may escalate missile attacks. Kremlin sources suggest no more negotiations as Putin considers using nuclear weapons. Also, Yetnet reported 9 hours ago that Trump's top Gaza official warns Israeli strikes could affect ceasefire talks. Continued attacks may delay Hamas disarmament. Also this hour, according to JNS, 57 minutes ago, an alleged commander of Kataib Hezbollah, accused of plotting synagogue attacks, demands POW status. His attorney argues he might be entitled to combatant immunity. Separately, the Jerusalem Post reported 70 minutes ago that Iranian attacks have caused billions in damages to U.S. intelligence sites. The strikes hit locations including a CIA station in Riyadh. And finally, JTA reported 2 hours ago that a second Reform synagogue in Israel has had its windows broken. The Ramat Hasharon mayor affirms the city's commitment to pluralism and tolerance. Reaction has been swift on social media. Aaron David Miller, a seasoned Middle East analyst, posted earlier that great powers often overestimate themselves, citing Putin's actions in Ukraine as an example. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist, shared breaking news that Hakeem Jeffries condemned anti-Semitism by Hassan Piker, specifically naming him on CNN. From Balaz News, reporting earlier, Israel expels Dutch diplomats over a settlement trade ban. The Netherlands recently approved legislation prohibiting trade with Israeli settlements. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the news from Bloomberg via Israel Hayom. Russia reportedly considers a nuclear option as missile attacks may escalate. Kremlin insiders say there's a shift away from negotiations. Experts suggest this could heighten tensions globally, putting surrounding regions on alert. Turning to the Ynet report, Trump's official warns that Israeli strikes are hampering ceasefire efforts. Nikolai Mladenov stresses that ongoing military actions delay Gaza's demilitarization process. This raises concerns about the stability of future peace talks in the region. Meanwhile, JNS reports that a Kataib Hezbollah commander seeks POW status. His defense claims he's entitled to immunity under combatant standards. This legal stance may complicate international relations and judicial proceedings related to war crimes. In a related development, the Jerusalem Post reveals Iranian attacks have heavily damaged U.S. intelligence infrastructure. Sites in Riyadh and eastern Iraq were hit. This signals a significant intelligence and security setback for the U.S. and could alter regional power dynamics. And finally, from JTA, a Reform synagogue in Israel faces vandalism. The mayor of Ramat Hasharon promises ongoing support for religious tolerance. This incident highlights ongoing challenges in maintaining religious harmony in diverse communities. Turning to business and markets. First, Israel Hayom Business reports that NVIDIA has raised its third quarter sales forecast to $10.8 billion. Their latest financial report reveals impressive revenue, doubling previous figures. Separately, Key Tech reports that Intel plans to expand its Israeli R&D role. The company unveils new server architecture, Diamond Rapids, enhancing computing capabilities. And finally, Globes notes issues at the Israel Airports Authority. Rising wage costs now account for 75% of its revenue, posing ongoing financial challenges. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 4 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.